was the number, which, could we get a couple pieces of paper? And I have pens. I want to, or if you could keep track.
Yeah, what do you want?
We need four columns, five columns. And then I'm just going to go through the list and...
tally?
Yeah, keep a tally of if there's ever a genuine interest to see it without having seen it. Like, it's not just stuff that you would go back through your library and find it again and be like, oh.
So
what have we actually missed out on?
Yeah.
What? Like, oh, well, I like this movie, but now I can't watch it.
So we're going to have the... So it's all five of us are going to do it?
So yeah. You want me to list the movie in that...
That would be 96 movies. Well, that's a lot of listings.
Well, no, it'd just be...
tally mark?
Oh, you mean...
Yeah, just, you know...
Yeah, just make a mark column, every time.
My column.
Yeah.
Okay. Every time there's a movie, we're like, oh, no, yes, I'll miss you.
Yeah, we don't need to keep track of if people have seen it or if they don't know it, but if they haven't seen it but wanted to see it and have lost the ability to see it, that... Okay, so let's see.
Like this said, is kind of a fun mic check thing, actually.
So the first one...
Move your mic, my.
Is...
Just a second, I just don't want to be eating on this, yeah. Nom, 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 nom. Maya, stop eating so loud. Nom, 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 nom.
Gosh, you're a jerk. This is alphabetical order, so 1942 Conquest of Paradise.
Oh, man. No way.
Totally, yeah. Totally missed on that. As Good as It Gets...
Yeah.
Recognizable, but I'm pretty sure people have seen it or just no interest otherwise. Brick, which is good movie, but I mean, I own it, so I don't care.
Yeah, so do I. I would go, but if I didn't own it and I found out that it was being removed, I would be bummed. Does that count?
No.
Okay.
Because you've seen it.
Yeah.
Being John Malkovich.
Aww. Oh, come on, wanted to see that. Yeah.
I've seen it and I like it, but...
Oh, and these are movies that have been removed from Netflix recently in a large
as
purge.
Of January 1. Though they didn't at least the article that I have.
Yes, I want a tally for that one
for John Malkovich.
Yes. Yep. Okay. How about Back to School, Rodney Dangerfield?
Oh,
seen it, so I don't.
Yeah, I'm in that column too.
Never heard
this
of
is
it.
A weird way to tally because I'm like, I'd go back and rewatch it, but.
Ones that you're like, oh, man, I was planning.
I missed it.
Yeah. It's like, ultimately, do you care? That's what we're asking.
Yep. Battle of Britain.
Eh.
Best of Times.
Never heard of it.
Right. Born on the 4th of July.
Keep going.
Braveheart.
I'd watch that again. Maybe. Sort of.
Half tally.
Yeah.
I feel like I would fall asleep to that one.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I fall asleep to the Golden Girls, and I love the Golden Girls.
But
Golden Girls versus Braveheart is a very, very different scenario.
I feel like being quartered and, you know, stabbed and torn apart.
And Mel Gibson, because he's dreamy.
At the very least, I don't think anyone in Golden Girls yells, "Freedom!" At some point.
Or wears face paint.
That's...
Well,
makeup?
That one episode where they're all mimes.
1980s makeup, hun. That's
that one
like
episode where they're all Scottish warriors.
Body of Evidence.
Nah.
Break in 2, Electric Boogaloo.
No.
I have that.
Biloxi Blues.
I don't know.
Oh, Biloxi Blues.
Can't Hardly Wait.
Oh, that was
who was in that one?
That was a lot of people. Ethan Embry was one of the big stars. Seth Green. Sarah, no, I can't think of her. She was,
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
There you go.
Do you have a picture of the cover, Katie?
It's the one where there's a girl licking Ethan Embry's face and Seth Green is wearing, goggles up top, 90s style.
It was very semi, the movie was very, I always compared it to Idle Hands, like it as like same era, I guess.
Yeah.
Just kind of that feel.
I feel like I've heard of this title, but I have no frame of reference if I would want to see it.
Mm.
Yeah, continue.
It's same ballpark as Can't
Next
Hardly Wait.
Movie,
I would say. Capote. I believe that one is the Philip Seymour Hoffman one.
Capote? Yeah.
So the new one?
When you said Capote, I was
well,
like,
the
is
two
that
of them came out simultaneously, almost.
Yes, but put me down for that one.
Dressed to Kill.
Like Eddie Izzard?
No.
Oh.
Whatever.
Then no.
Do the Right Thing.
Whatever.
Nope. Desperado.
I like that movie.
But you've seen it.
Is that an old Western?
No, that's...
what's his name?
It's not Del Toro, is it?
No, it's not Alex Rodriguez.
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, Antonio Banderas is in there. But I'm thinking Selma Hayek. Trying to think of the director.
Oh, the guy who did...
Robert Rodriguez.
There we go. That was close. Alex Rodriguez. He's the baseball player.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I own it, so I
can
say
Yeah. Elizabethtown.
That one had Renee Zellweger.
Yes, it was Kirsten Dunst, yeah.
Oh.
Yep. The only part of that I like is the Freebird part at the end where the eagle is literally on fire.
I own it and I haven't seen that movie in a while because it's like, oh, I loved Almost Famous, so therefore I have to love this film, and then
wrong.
It happened. FX, which I don't actually know that one.
I know the channel.
No, it's like the channel. The former channel, now it's FXX.
Wait, it is?
Yeah.
But it's a movie?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Far From Heaven?
I don't know.
Foxy Brown?
Aww, yeah. Man.
Whatever.
Frankenstein and the Monster from Hell?
Whatever.
Flashdance?
Okay.
What a feeling.
50 First Dates?
Don't care.
You can write me down for that one.
But honey, you own it.
I know.
So
no.
Because Dave's sad that it can't be immediately
Netflix.
But he could immediately watch it from our video library.
I like that soundtrack.
For the Love of the Game.
Is that about baseball?
I'd imagine so.
Keep going.
Gallipoli.
Is that like Monopoly?
But with Glee.
That's weird.
Or Gallbladders.
Ooh.
Hard Target.
Whatever.
Half Baked.
Aww.
Own it, so I don't.
Should I put you down?
No.
They both own it.
No. Heaven's Gate.
Whatever.
Intolerable Cruelty.
Whatever.
That was a good one.
Never heard of it.
I mean, I could probably find it somewhere on HBO, but it was good.
Hubbo.
In the Name of the Father.
That's the one with Daniel Day-Lewis, isn't it?
Yes.
Shoot. I did kind of want to see that one.
Inside Deep Throat, the documentary.
That was actually a good movie.
But is that the one that just came out? No, because the one that just came out was just Lovelace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, it was an actual documentary about the movie.
Yes, and then they made the movie about Linda Lovelace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Are you lying?
What, have you ever
what do you do when I go to bed?
I watch these movies.
Gosh, I always miss out on stuff by sleeping.
In Like Flint, which I would put on my list.
Yeah.
Yes, it's kind of a, I wouldn't say a spoof on Bond films, but it is kind of that secret agent in Ridiculous Situations, and the main character whose name I can't think of, but I can picture his face. That guy. Jarhead.
That was a good movie.
Jude.
Don't know.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
That's on television.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it.
I don't miss it.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Clowns with a K, by the way.
Yes.
Ugh.
That was a Kmart special for $3.
Yeah. I think that means nobody misses it.
No. Lionheart.
Like the Chris Jericho story?
I don't think so. Oh. Man on the Moon.
Oh, yeah, I'll miss that one.
Though that is available on Hulu.
Yeah, I don't have Hulu.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't have Hulu Plus, but I imagine...
Is it on just general Hulu?
Might be watching? On regular type Hulu, yeah.
Could be. So not mobile, but...
Yeah. Katie and I, there's on... Netflix, there's season 1 through 5 on for Parks and Rec, but we were able to watch season 6 on Hulu for free.
Hulu.
Yeah.
Miller's Crossing.
Hulu. Oh, that's good film. On my list, yeah. Gabriel Byrne.
Mm-hmm.
Gangsters.
Irish Gangsters.
Tommy Guns.
Mystery Men.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have watched that again.
I actually did watch that on Netflix, but a while ago, so. Not Without My Daughter.
Yeah, what?
The story of Taken.
Yeah, I guess.
Is Liam Neeson in it?
No, I doubt it. Once Upon a Time in Mexico, following the Desperado.
Yeah.
Tangent. October Sky.
Yeah.
I would actually put that on my list.
I think I want to see that
seen
one.
It. Yeah.
Yep.
And.
Oh, yeah.
Focuses on Homer, the story of Homer Hickam.
Mm-hmm.
Rockets.
Yeah. I just remember that one scene where one of the test rockets flies by and scratches the car, and the guy didn't care. He's like, oh, it made me feel like I was back in the war, and he's all cool about it. Rather than like, oh, wow, PTSD, flashback, horrible. Yeah.
So, Katie, did you put me down for that one?
He was like, fuck yeah, adventure.
Sky. Yeah.
Thank you.
Pumpkinhead.
Is that like pumpkin chucking?
No, it's not. Not at all. Yeah. It's a horror movie.
Platoon.
It was a good movie.
Oh, that's a classic movie.
It's one of those ones that I should have watched on Netflix, but didn't.
I inherited my dad's copy.
Quigley Down Under.
It's like another good movie.
Meh.
I don't know that one.
Don't know it.
I don't really care, but.
Rob Roy. The Poor Man's Braveheart.
Eh.
Don't know it.
Remo Williams.
No.
Revenge of the Ninja.
That sounds amazing.
I thought you were going to say Revenge of the Nerds, and I was like, yes, I will miss that.
Yes, but no. Roman Holiday. I actually know that one.
Good movie, but don't really care.
Katie's writing that one down.
Requiem for a Dream would be on my list.
I fell asleep to that movie so many times in college.
Chris Breedlove and the use of that soundtrack in every video production movie.
And he also has my copy of the book still.
Really?
Yep.
Ah, that son of a bitch.
And I think he has my white tie.
I believe he lives in Chicago now, but his family lives here.
What? I'll toss me in the ring as well.
Ronin.
That's a good movie.
I haven't seen it.
I watched a lot of Netflix while I was out in L.A.
The English classroom version of Romeo and Juliet. So the Zeffirelli.
Oh,
I own that one. Huh. I love that one.
The music to that one was really good.
Yeah, that one song that's in the middle of it that's...
The Romeo and Juliet theme that I have in sheet music form.
No, not that one.
Mark me down for that one. I'll miss that one.
I'd like to watch that one, so I guess you could mark me down for it.
That one was just so slow.
But it had Basil Exposition from Austin Powers in it. That guy.
Basil Exposition.
Running Scared.
Oof.
Seed of Chucky.
No.
Street Fighter.
Yes! Glad I own that movie. Okay, never mind.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
I don't know.
So was this really just Netflix purged their Halloween specials?
No,
that's
actually,
what some of this list is.
I do recognize a number of these. It's,
well, I recognize a lot of them, but some of them seem like they're Halloween special.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Yeah. Species.
Oh, that's...
Hmm.
I could... Yeah, you can put me down for that one.
Species?
That was a very weird horror movie, but it was very well done.
How about Species 2?
No.
That's on here, too.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot has Sylvester Stallone in this as the cover.
Oh, I want to see that. Okay, mark me down for Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
I feel like it's as bad as you think it probably is.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Ma, don't shoot him.
I'm going to shoot him, Sly.
End of movie.
Basically. Serpico. Serpico is on there. Supposedly good. Session 9.
Yes, excellent movie.
What is it about?
It is about a team of asbestos abatement people who are brought in to remove the asbestos from a Kirkbride mental hospital, which is actually up in Massachusetts. It is like a CSI reunion with the guy who plays like the head detective on regular CSI. And
which era?
Las Vegas. Original series. Like with
Billy.
Not Billy, but the bald guy. And then the redheaded guy from CSI Miami. And they end up finding tapes of 9 sessions of therapy. And over the course of the movie, they may or may not go insane. But that movie was horrible unless you watch the director's. I cut these scenes because I thought the movie was too long. That made the movie a lot better.
So the director's cut?
So not the version that is probably on Netflix.
No, but if you get the DVD from Netflix, it does have the extra features. And you can make up your own movie. And
I'm going to put this scene over here and put this scene over
here. It changes whether or not they go insane or if it's really a homeless woman who's living there and defending her space and killing them because she is scared.
Oh.
Which, as a preservationist, that's actually what might happen. And so I love that movie.
So the next one is Seed of Chucky.
Nope. You already did Seed of Chucky.
No, I did some other.
Yeah.
Well, another Chucky movie.
Wait. Oh, I scrolled back. I scrolled back. I'm sorry. No, wait. It's on this list twice. Damn you.
95
real
titles.
RealLifeWithJane.com.
Yeah.
No, they just can't do alphabetizing. Because the next one after it is Scary Movie. So that doesn't make sense.
Eh.
Whatever.
TNT Jackson. Dynamite Jackson.
Onward and Upward.
Tales from the Crypt, Bordello of Blood.
That was an awesome movie.
Does it have breast mutilation in it?
No, it does not have breast mutilation in it.
Oh, good.
Tales from the Crypt, Demon Knight. Knight.
That was the terrible, terrible next.
The Woman in Red. Top Gun.
Oh, that's
Goose!
Too bad. That's too bad.
The Andromeda Strain.
Oh, that was okay.
I've heard of that one.
I remember the book. The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
My mom owns it.
Is that the one with Dolly Parton in it?
Yeah, I think so.
Someone did a humorous piece of that in speech. Yeah.
My bathroom used to be referred to as the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. It was hot pink and white.
It was the best bathroom ever.
In
ever.
Texas.
In Minnesota.
Surprise.
The Bad News Bears, the original.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mark me down for that. Walter Matthau.
The Russia House.
There are many Russia houses.
The Long Goodbye.
I can't see Russia from my house.
The Secret of Nim.
Oh, okay.
That's for me.
I'll put me down for that one. We own that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have the Donald Bluth collection from when they when they had the opening. They gave out copies of movies.
Maybe I should have read those titles as I alphabetized them.
Yeah.
The Private Life of Sherlock Holmes.
Oh.
I think I would like that one.
Interesting.
But I've never heard of it. Katie, can you mark me down?
For the Sherlock Holmes?
Sherlock Holmes.
Private Life of The Odd Couple, the original, 1968.
Wait, like...
The movie.
Oh, I was like, the TV show?
No. The Mask of Zorro.
Yes. Mm.
With Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I want that. I miss that.
Antonio Banderas. And Anthony Hopkins.
Yep.
And Anthony Hopkins.
As the original Zorro.
Mm-hmm.
Old Man Zorro.
Which bonus points if you can tell me what Zorro, or El Zorro, stands for.
The Fox.
Yeah.
Guy who writes Z on everything.
Winner.
The Great Train Robbery.
Here, it's great.
Yeah, man.
The Faculty, which would be on my list, but I own it, so it doesn't.
Yeah. I have it on VHS. Does that count?
The Dream Team.
Is that the documentary?
Hmm.
Oh.
The Rundown.
Oh, I have that one.
The Skulls.
The Rundown. I remember that one.
Yeah, should I put it in?
No, I
keep going.
The DVD.
Titanic.
No.
That was on there?
It was.
Yes.
Propeller Man.
Yeah.
Clang. I'm still sad feature disc.
Did anybody else have to go, or you could get extra credit in history class for going to see that movie?
No, I saw it for Takasato's birthday.
Who?
He was in my class.
Oh, okay. I just remember going to see that, and I went with, if I remember correctly, I went with Steve Kinnicky. And we were sitting there, and there's the famous draw me like one of your French girls. And I believe one of us just went, boobies! And then we're confused why people were crying at the end, because we're like, you fucking knew what was happening.
You saw boobs.
Yeah. It's like, do not downgrade.
I mourned Propeller Man with the best of them.
Propeller Man was actually in the
storyboards
for that.
Yep.
It is a 3-panel storyboard for that one shot.
Clang.
And because I did buy the 3-disc special edition of that movie, thinking, cool, I'm going to get more storyboards or more concept art or something. No, James Cameron decided to make it just like the VHS. He did the...
Split it.
He split the movie between 2 discs, so you can watch both full and widescreen.
See, I was going to say, I remember the VHS being 2.
It was 2.
And that was pretty hefty.
But I felt, you know, we're in DVD land now, maybe. Yeah. We could. Or one full thing of special features, one widescreen, one full screen disc. No, it's split just like the VHS.
You know why? Because James Cameron's a dick.
That or James Cameron realizes we need potty breaks, but then he should have made the intermission splash screen.
Yeah.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
And then halfway through, they start drowning.
Ship.
Yeah. Troll 2.
Troll 2?
Well, yeah.
As long as Troll 1's on there, I'm fine.
True Grit, the original.
Oh. Hmm. Would have liked to have seen that for historical significance.
I'll lend it to you. I have my dad's copy.
Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke.
Oh, I also have my dad's copy.
War and Peace.
That's a fucking huge book.
I feel like PBS might still show that from time to time.
Here's where the alphabetizing goes wrong again. Talk Radio. Don't know that one, though.
Yeah.
War Games. We Were Soldiers.
Oh, that was a good one.
Hmm.
What Dreams May Come, which goes on my list.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see that one.
I'd be interested to see that one again.
We can watch it tonight, darling.
Oh, okay.
Wind Talkers.
Oh, yeah. Write me down for that one.
Mm.
That one's about the Apache Code during the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
Very good movie. I went to go see that in the theaters.
Nicolas Cage.
Was it Nick? Yeah, it was. Holy shit. And the dude who played Ryu. If I remember correctly, was the...
I never actually saw it. I just remember the promo. And then World Trade Center.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all. So, who won the I Missed Out the Most on Netflix game?
Probably Dave, but Dave owns most of those movies he mentioned.
I do not. I own some of them.
Oh, okay. So, Real Life... No, this is her list. Okay. I was going to say she's blameless, but then I pulled down the list, and it was still, in fact, her putting multiple things on the list.
Propeller Man, no!
Wow!
Okay, so I personally will miss the fewest of them with only 3. Dan will miss the next fewest with 6. Adam and Mai are tied with 7.
Damn it.
And Dave is... the most brought down by this sad turn of events with 11.
I like movies.
Dave likes movies.
I do.
Okay.
Do you also like orange soda?
I love orange soda. I do.
So that was kind of a mic check of mic checks. I don't
know. Woo!
Something.
It was epic.
Yeah, it was interesting.
It's something. But
let's hope that Netflix will enrich their library with 96 movies that we all want to see.
Like Wayne's World.
Yeah. I'd watch that again.
Oh, yeah. Though, I guess if anyone wants a beverage of sorts or top off or a bathroom break, now's the time.
Party time. Excellent.